a naked prisoner on a leash were meant to be used as a legitimate training aid for other guards. When England pleaded guilty, she told the judge she thought the pictures were being taken for the amusement of the guards. In dismissing England's plea deal, Colonel James Pole entered a plea of not guilty for England to the charge of conspiring with Grainer to maltreat detainees at the Baghdad prison. Iraqi police today say a suicide car bomb killed at least 9 people at a checkpoint in Baghdad, all the dead said to be Iraqi soldiers. The car bombing follows a suicide attack earlier in the Kurdish city of Erbil that killed about 60 people. Since Iraqi leaders approved a partial cabinet last week, attacks by insurgents have killed about 200 people. In Pakistan, officials say the arrest of a senior al-Qaeda figure will help in the hunt for Osama bin Laden. Commandos this week arrested a man identified as the group's number 3 operative after a shootout. George Bush calls it a, quote, critical victory in the war on terror. Bush also praised Pakistan for what he called strong cooperation in the war against terrorism. In Washington today, Bush said creating private investment accounts using Social Security payroll taxes is an idea whose time has come. He says Americans are getting more and more comfortable with the idea of putting retirement funds in the stock and bond markets. Bush spoke to the Latino Small Business Economic Conference in Washington, but critics say the Bush plans for individual accounts would require big cuts in traditional benefits and saddle the nation with trillions of dollars in new debt. You may soon need more money or a credit card to buy an airline ticket. In the coming weeks, the Transportation Security Administration plans to require airlines to get passengers' full names and birth dates when they make a purchase. A TSA official says you won't have to provide the information, but he says there's a better chance you'll have to undergo tougher screening at the airport if you refuse. They say having the full names and birth dates will make it less likely that you'll be confused with people on the list of suspected terrorists. This is Air America Radio News.
What is it, Bob?
You can take
this job. Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're
going
to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well.
You even know where to get startup money?
That my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
That's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over a $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 8freecd.com. That's number 8freecd.com. That's number 8freecd.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 8freecd.com now.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
You got that right. The patch works for me.
Tiger Balm's pain-relieving patch. Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep. Deep into aching muscles and joints. So, Jerry, go for the balm. The Tiger Balm pain-relieving patch.
Take a tip from me, Jerry Rice. Go for the balm, Tiger Balm, and put the tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't believe George W. Bush would be held responsible.
What's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about? Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Thursday's Morning Sedition. It's Cinco de Mayo, and who better to have as a guest than CNN's Lou Dobbs? Now, I'm not saying Lou doesn't like Mexicans, but his nightly news program seems like it's broadcast from the Alamo. He'll talk with us about illegal immigration and whether or not it truly puts American jobs at risk. Lou Dobbs and the director of the racially charged new movie Crash on Thursday's Morning Sedition.
Well, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. How you doing? This is a program that nobody knows about. Jesus. We have a very weird show for you tonight. Extremely bizarre. We have comedy. We have tragedy. I came in here tonight, excuse me, with a bit of a cold, by the way. Came in here tonight, and I saw an article. It's on, the link is on Air America Radio's homepage at the very top. And I clicked on it, printed it off, sat here, and cried when I read the article. And, you know, I don't mind telling people when something moves me to the point where I weep. And I just sat here and cried. I didn't know how to react to it. We'll get to it a little bit later. I'm sorry to do this to you. I'm sorry to bring up these stories. Also, we have Too Stupid to Be President as he addresses, what was it, Hispanic Chamber of Commerce or something, Kathy? Latino Coalition on something. What? Latino Coalition Conference. I don't know. He's making a lot of appearances before Spanish speakers lately. And we all know the reasons for that. Some of the statements he made about Social Security to these Latino folks are amazingly stupid and outrageously funny, unintended. It's better routine than what Pickles had the other night when she talked about George getting sexual with a stallion. So stick around, all right? I don't know how you're going to react to all this stuff tonight, but and plus I don't want to talk too long tonight because I do want to get your phone calls. Also, John Conyers' letter to Bush, and what is happening with these revelations in the UK about Bush and Blair meticulously working out the deception necessary to invade Iraq. The deception against their own people, the Brits and the Americans, the deceptions against the world community, the deceptions at the United Nations. I had a different opinion of Blair, and it's down the toilet now. This guy is as bad as Bush. He's worse than Bush because he's 10 times as intelligent as Bush, and for some reason Blair went along with this. So as far as Tony Blair is concerned, I would like to see his ass thrown out of office on when's the election coming up soon. I'd love to see him defeated, even if it meant a conservative government in the UK. Now, that's easy for me to say. If you're listening to this program in the UK and you're thinking to yourself, what are you, out of your mind? Sorry. I'm a vindictive son of a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, I'm going to kill you. That kind of thing. But first, down in Texas, the madness always comes from Texas and Florida, right? They had a fiery debate in the Texas House of Representatives. And yesterday, after the debate, they approved a bill to restrict what is called overtly sexually suggestive cheerleading. They're insisting on more, their word, ladylike performances. Now, The bill passed by the House goes to the Senate now in Texas. The bill would give the state education commissioner authority to request that school districts review high school performances. I'm not going to make any jokes here. I will rely on you people to make the jokes because, you know, I have a broadcast license I want to protect. But, the jokes are already forming in your head. Can you imagine the school administrators saying to the cheerleaders, okay, come out here and go ahead, fill in the blanks. Go ahead. All kinds of jokes can be written about this. Now, the reason I brought the story up is because it shows that the Democrats, are some of them, especially in Texas, are just as insane as Republicans. As a matter of fact, this bill was introduced by a Democratic representative, some freak named Al Edwards. He's the one who filed the legislation. He said, quote, girls can get out and do all of these overly sexually performances and we applaud them and that's not right, end quote. That's what this guy said. Now, he went on to say, that's not bad enough, how about this? He said that the cheerleaders' performances can result in pregnancies, dropouts, and the spread of sexually transmitted diseases. That's what this psychopath said. And this is a Democrat. Get out of the Democratic Party, you nutball. He went on to say, any adult that's been involved with sex in their lives, they know it when they see it. The bill passed on a 65-56 vote. Now it has to go to the Senate, and then it has to be signed by Governor Rick Goodhair Perry, who I just wish Perry would come out of the closet. We all know. We know he's got a boyfriend. Come on, Rick. For God's sake, make it easier for other gay people in this country. Just come out. Now, one critic has questioned the need or the necessity or the time spent on this bill. Another Democrat, a guy named... Or a woman, Sanfronia Thompson, she said, have we done nothing about stem cell research to help people who are dying and are sick advance their health? No. Have we done anything about the mentally ill, school finance, or ethics? No. But we're doing this! The ACLU said the message or the measure was unnecessary because state law already prohibits public lewdness by students on or near a school campus. Lewd cheerleading. Jesus, God in heaven. Lewd cheerleading. Okay. Something happened today that reminds me. Now, a lot of you folks listening to this program, you're too young to remember this. The first Watergate, the first series of Watergate trials, this goes all the way back to, when does it go back to? 73? Was it in 73? When was it? Anyway, the judge, John Sirica. And I always liked Sirica because, you know, he was a Paisan. His parents were Italian immigrants, like my grandparents. I guess it was, maybe it was 72, 73. But one of the original Watergate burglars, a guy named James McCord, he was the security director of the Committee for the Re-election of the President, CREEP. And he formerly worked as an officer in the CIA and the FBI, yada, yada, yada. He retired from the CIA. He started his own security firm, and he got a contract to provide security to the Republican National Committee. He was also a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force Reserve, blah, 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 blah. Well, this guy, McCord, he was one of the original Watergate burglars. There were about six of them who were sentenced. Well, McCord wrote a letter to Judge John Sirica in which he claimed that defendants had all pled guilty under duress. He said they committed perjury and the others were involved in the Watergate break-in. He claimed that the burglars lied at the urging of John Dean, counsel to the president, John Mitchell, the attorney general. So Sirica listened to all this and made the letter public, and we all know what happened next. The reason I bring that up is a military judge today threw out Private Lindy England's guilty plea that she abused Iraqi detainees at Abu Ghraib prison just for the hell of it, and that she knew her actions were wrong at the time. The judge was convinced that she did not know her actions were wrong at the time. Now stay with me on this. Stay with me. So the judge declared a mistrial, And it came after this freak, Grainer, the guy that knocked her up, Charles Grainer, the guy who's serving 16 years now. Grainer, who was reputedly the ringleader of the abuse, that's what we're supposed to believe, testified as a defense witness at England's sentencing hearing that he took pictures of England holding the prison naked prisoners on leashes at Abu Ghraib, and those pictures were meant to be used as a legitimate training aid for other guards. In other words, Grainer was ordered to do it and pass the order on to his girlfriend. Now, whether or not they got off on it and had sex over it and got weird about it is beside the point. The military judge in this trial is saying, whoa, hold on a second. Hold on just a damn minute here. And he threw out Linda England's guilty plea. You know what this means? We'll talk about it in a second.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
Okay, it's time for a quiz. So, if a person works as a clerk in a retail store, let's pick one at random, let's say Walmart, and that clerk is paid $8.23 an hour, how much do they make in a year? Time's up. The answer is $13,861. And while even Walmart pays above the minimum wage, if that clerk is supporting a family of three, he or she makes nearly $800 below the federal poverty line. And if that clerk lives in Georgia, he or she is six times more likely to rely on state-provided health care for their children than are employees of any other large company. Most of us think that people who work full-time shouldn't live in poverty. But how do you change that when politicians won't stand up to the Walmarting of America? Well, alone, there's not much you can do, but together, we've got a shot. When you join PurpleOcean.org, you can stand with the 1.8 million working families of the Service Employees International Union. PurpleOcean.org is telling the truth about what the Walmarts of the world are doing to our country. And we're taking action to stop it. Want to know more? Check us out at PurpleOcean.org.
By now you've heard that Canadian prescription drug prices are up to 85% less expensive than they are in the U.S. Mary Purcell heard and ordered her Plavix and saved $114 on a 90-day supply. If you're buying any prescription medication, it's time to call Advocare at 1-888-471-4721. Canadian snowbirds have been using Advocare for years to have their medications mailed to their favorite travel destinations. AARP magazine ranked Advocare one of the top pharmacies in Canada. They're the only Canadian pharmacy with a U.S. non-resident license. The state government of Illinois has concluded that Advocare's procedures are exceeding the U.S. government's requirements. You can save, too, by calling Advocare at 1-888-471-4721 or visit their website at pharmacyonthenet.com. Your medications are guaranteed to be delivered right to your door, and you save up to 85%. Compare that with what you're paying now. It's so easy, and the money you will save is incredible. Call 1-888-471-4721 or log on to pharmacyonthenet.com.
Computers, they're complicated. No small business can operate without them. Do you have a plan to safeguard the information network of your business? Plan B does. Plan B provides outsourced computer support, security backup, and strategic planning to businesses in the tri-state area. Plan B secures computer networks, eliminates recurring problems, performs ongoing administration, integrates new technology, and lowers your cost of ownership. For over 20 years, Plan B has served businesses in the tri-state area as their own personal information technology experts. Plan B has plans that meet business needs at a fraction of the cost of doing it yourself. Their plan of the month is a $3 plan to eliminate spam. $3 per mailbox per month. You can have it today. Let Plan B take care of your computer systems while you take care of business. Call Plan B now at 212-242-5654. That's 212-242-5654. That number again, 212-242-5654. Plan B Technologies.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. So the military judge in Linda England's guilty plea of abusing Iraqi detainees at Abu Ghraib prison said he was not convinced that Miss England knew her actions were wrong at the time and throughout her plea. Now, this does not mean that first of all, we have to understand that Linda England obviously is not the brightest bulb in the marquee. You also have to understand that coming from her background, like so many people who go into the United States Army right now, are also not the brightest bulbs in the local marquees. That's why recruiting is down for the third month in a row for the United States Army and the United States Marine Corps. People are starting to wise up. I'm not going to go get killed or commit murder. Screw this. So here's Linda England, who didn't cop this plea. But the judge is entering a plea of not guilty for her, and that is based on she was only following orders. Yes, we had the Nuremberg trials that proved you can't use that as an excuse. But like we mentioned the other night, while we proved that was the case at Nuremberg, we also went on and hanged the people who were responsible for issuing the orders. Who is hanging in this country, huh? Who among the top brass in Iraq and the Pentagon and the Bush crime family who put together these orders to operate this way in Iraq is hanging? Nobody. They're being given promotions and awards and medals. When England pleaded guilty 2 days ago, she told the judge she knew the pictures were being taken purely for the amusement of the guards. Her boyfriend and apparent ringleader, Grainer, Private Grainer, testifying at her sentencing hearing, said the pictures were meant to be used as a legitimate training aid for other guards. Now, you don't put together a training aid for other guards when you're a private, which is what Grainer was. Linda England outranked him. She was a PFC. He was a private. The judge said that her statement, that was for the amusement of the guards, and Grainer's statement, it's going to be used as a training aid for other guards, could not be reconciled. The judge said you can't have a one-person conspiracy. So he declared a mistrial and dismissed the sentencing jury. Now, under military law, the judge, this guy who threw it out, could accept her guilty plea only if he was convinced that she knew at the time that what she was doing was illegal. I don't think this Linda England, you've seen her on television, you've seen how the light is totally out in her eyes. There's no life in there. I don't know if the Army did that to her, or if growing up in West Virginia did it to her, or if her genetic heritage did it to her. I have no idea and don't care. But Linda England, as much as I think she's weird, and Grainer, as much as I think he is weird, they, as far as I'm concerned, are not the ones who came up with the idea of torture and videotapes and photographs. That came from the generals and the colonels and what's his name? The Secretary of Defense. And what's his name? The advisor to the president. And what's the other one's name? The director of national intelligence. What's the other one's name? You see what I'm saying? Now, in the article from the Associated Press, a Dallas attorney said today he could not recall. And this guy was this Dallas attorney who spent 25 years as a Navy lawyer and judge. Now he's in private practice. He said he could not recall a military plea being scrapped under such circumstances during his 25 years in the military. The attorney said, this is a shocker. But the judge had to protect the defendant, that's Lindy, England, in that situation. He has to make sure that England wasn't talked into it by her lawyer or her parents or someone else. And then the article goes on to say that Grainer, who is said to be the father of England's infant son, was found guilty, serving 10-year prison term. In a handwritten note given to reporters Tuesday, Grainer said he wanted England to fight the charges. The note said, knowing what happened in Iraq, it was very upsetting to see Lynn plead guilty to her charges. I would hope that by doing so, she will have a better chance at a good sentence. Grainer maintains that he and the rest of these thugs were following orders from higher-ranking interrogators when they abused the detainees. Why, of course they were! And that's why this reminds me of John Sirica and McCord, one of the Watergate burglars, who said, wait a second, there's more here than meets the eye. Is there anything that's going to bring this corrupt administration down? Is there anything? Anything?
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Listen up, men. You can now get a free 30-day sample box of Ensite, the once-a-day tablet for natural male enhancement. Although launched in 2001, Ensite continues to be the best-selling male supplement in North America with millions of satisfied long-term users. Ensite customers report significant improvement in sexual response and quality. Non-prescription Ensite is extremely effective, yet has not shown to interact with medications or have adverse side effects. Ensite has a 93% customer satisfaction rating and an 83% reorder rate. If you would like a free 30-day sample box, just visit Ensite.com. That's E-N-Z-Y-T-E.com. Or call 1-800-778-5290. Free samples are only available while supplies last. So call 1-800-778-5290. 1-800-778-5290. Ensite, the once-a-day tablet for natural male enhancement.
1-800-778-5290.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
Morning.
you're sick of paying at the pump. Make your own diesel fuel from used vegetable oil with the Fuel Meister. Veggie Diesel Maker fits right in your garage. Powers all diesel cars, trucks, buses. No more required. Why pay oil companies? Make your own diesel fuel with the Fuel Meister. Order online at FuelMeister.com.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid.
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews.
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more involved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
DemocraticMatch.com, yeah.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free two-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870. 1-800-590-9870.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The Phonics Game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the Phonics Game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now. 1-800-801-GAME.
I'm Rachel Maddow. Have you noticed that every story out of D.C. recently only quotes unnamed administration officials? The White House keeps its message disciplined and its officials unaccountable by only holding briefings on background instead of allowing anyone to be quoted. And the D.C. bureau chiefs are finally fighting back. Will Scott McClellan change White House policies? Will reporters start speaking up? Will Chris Lopresto really go through with his bad, unmentionable personal idea? Find out on Thursday's Rachel Maddow Show, Air America Radio's new front page.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malone.
Twenty-six before the hour. Okay, let's do some Bush. All right, this is Bush discussing Social Security at the Latino Coalition Conference, and this is from today. Now, as we've said before, it's so clear that this moron doesn't understand the Social Security issue at all. He has no idea. Now, I know some of you disagree. Some of you say he's very Machiavellian, he's very wise and smart, and he just comes across like a jackass. No, Fred, I disagree completely. How can anyone take him seriously when he says there's a problem when he himself seems so muddy and befuddled on the details? Now, here's some of his more profound proclamations. Like, younger folks are nervous because you're paying more benefits over time who've been promised greater benefits. Oh, hell. Just listen to this.
A lot of us are going to live longer. And we've been promised greater benefits than the previous generation. So if you're a younger worker out there, you're now looking at more people retiring who will be living longer, and those you have to keep paying more monthly benefits over time, who've been promised greater monthly benefits. That'll make younger workers a lot of nervous in America. The people ought not to be nervous are the older Americans. You're going to get your check.
You're going to get your check. You're going to get your check. Now, what does he say? A lot of us are going to live longer. And he says, if you're a younger worker out there, you're now looking at more people retiring who will be living longer. In other words, you have to keep paying more monthly benefits over time who've been promised greater monthly benefits. You know, it may be time to renew your passport. I don't know. I don't know how much more of this asinine stupidity is tolerable. All right, now, watch out, you younger Americans. You've been promised promises that you've been promised, benefits that we can't keep. Now, that can't be good.
Now, I want to talk about something else that I think the country ought to consider. And this pertains to younger workers. I think younger workers, first of all, younger workers have been promised benefits of government, that promises that have been promised benefits that we can't keep. That's just the way it is. And I believe I have the duty as the president to be willing to confront that fact. Tell people the truth.
Tell people the truth? You snake? Tell people the truth about what? That younger workers have been promised benefits the government promises that have been promised benefits that we can't keep. Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, don't keep them. Pay them. So why are personal saving accounts the solution to the so-called problem of Social Security insolvency? Because they make money bigger and bigger. Yeah, it makes money bigger. Either this moron has no concept of compound interest or he thinks he's addressing a room full of toddlers. Big M, little M, what begins with M? Moron at the microphone, M, M, M.
But one way to make a permanent solution to the Social Security system a better deal is to allow younger workers to take some of your own money and set it aside in a personal savings account that you can call your own. And the reason why that's important is because if you watch your money grow with a reasonable rate of interest, you know it compounds over time. There's a compound rate of interest, which means money grows and grows bigger and bigger and bigger.
Jesus Christ, I can't. Take these magic beans and throw them out the window, and the beanstalk goes bigger and bigger and bigger. What does he say? One way to make a permanent solution to the Social Security system a better deal is to allow younger workers to take some of your own money and set it aside in a personal savings account. Well, you jackass. That can be done. Any worker can do it. It's called a 401k, or it's called a savings account. That you can call your own as opposed to a personal account you call someone else's? Is that what he said? What's an IRA? What's an IRA, you moron? What's a 401k, you moron? What's a passbook savings account, you moron? And the reason why that's important is because if you watch your money grow, blah, 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 compound rate of interest, which means money grows and grows bigger and bigger and bigger until it's a great big pile. Jesus Christ. And finally tonight, back to one of his favorite topics, people owning something. People owning something. I have a box. Oh, well, I own a pencil. You do? I own a pair of sneakers. Bush says people ought to embrace the idea of personal savings accounts because he's recently realized that many people today already invest their money into something. So they're used to the idea. Wow! What a startling revelation! Big M, little M, what begins with M? Moron at the microphone, M, M, M.
I like people owning something. More people own, assets, the better off America is. I reject this notion that the investor class is limited to only a certain kind of person. The more moms and dads accumulate assets, the better it off it is for American families.
What?
What I'm talking about, though, is happening in America already. In other words, I'm not inventing something new to say to somebody you can invest your own money.
Really?
But you got people from all walks of life managing their money already.
Really?
People are getting used to it.
No kidding. All by themselves in banks and stuff? Jesus. Oh, my God. Either he just realized that people invest their own money. He's never had to worry about that because he's always had the Bin Laden family or the Saudi royal family or the Bush crime family bail him out. But either he's just understanding that or he's talking so down to this Latino coalition conference. Huh? Me llamo Jorge. Buenas tardes. ¿Cómo está? un niño, how do you say crying? Hi, me llamo Guacamoron. Jesus, God in heaven. Money grows and grows and grows. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And the pile gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And you ought to see it. Wow, people are investing your own money already. Who knew? What a concept, huh? So people ought to accept personal accounts because they already have money in banks and stuff. No, I can't. I can't say what I'm thinking because before the program would be over, we'd be swarmed with Secret Service and Homeland Security. So I won't say it. I just won't say it. But by Christ, I can think it. Huh? Hold on a second while I think this. Just thinking. I'm thinking about spanking my 26-year-old fireman son. Jesus. The infant girl, Kenya Dismuke Howard, who is at the center of Houston's latest life support battle. You know, at that hospital over there? Eh? She died today. We talked about her. When did we talk about her? Monday? Well, 5 days before Memorial Hermann Children's Hospital planned to unplug her respirator, little Kenya did the charitable thing and croaked. She died today. Her heart stopped at 5:40 this morning, according to hospital officials in Houston. Her father said in a statement, "Our angel is no longer in any pain. She has made her transition to be with our Heavenly Father. We want to thank everyone who prayed for Kenya. Our fight has not been in vain." Dad referred questions to the family spokesman, who said they believe it was a small victory that God called Kenya home before the hospital could remove her from life support. The family spokesman said, though, the parents are having a difficult time coping today. A 6-month-old little girl had been fighting leukemia since she was diagnosed at 5 weeks. And as we talked about on this program, the first part of this week, the case turned controversial when Memorial Hermann Hospital officials decided that further treatment would be futile and notified parents they would take her off life support May 9th. This was a bill signed by George W. Bush when he was governor. Late last night, doctors told the little girl's parents that she was dying and asked if they wanted a chaplain. And after she died early this morning, doctors wrapped her in a blanket and gave her to her tearful mother to hold. But you're losing again. It's hard to hold when we end it. And the hand that you hold means nothing at all. Because knowing is all that is left. So you think you're a coward, but you're only here. With a mind to do everything wrong.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Is the FDA doing enough to protect you from drugs with hidden side effects? Not even FDA employees think so. Two-thirds of the FDA's own scientists say the agency isn't adequately monitoring the safety of drugs on the market. This month's Mother Jones reports on an FDA scientist who was told to be quiet when he discovered one drug's deadly side effects. Before he found that the drug increased the risk of heart attacks, but FDA officials took no action and told him to be quiet. A month later, the makers of Vioxx found the same thing and recalled the drug themselves. Even though the FDA had known, it had done nothing. Sources close to the FDA tell Mother Jones that incidents like this happen all the time. To see how the FDA's lax standards are putting your health at risk, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If you still have not experienced hypnosis and you're curious about how it really works, imagine this. You toss and turn in bed, fighting your insomnia, hoping to get to sleep. You stare at the alarm clock and do the math. You know you'll feel bad in the morning. Or your head sinks into the pillow ready for sleep. You push the button, hear the CD as you go into a blissful sleep that teaches your mind to sleep through the night. You awaken in the morning refreshed. You're stressed at work, angry, lashing out at your coworkers. Then you come home, you kick the cat, you yell at the kids, pretty much a good time for everyone. Or you take 10 minutes during lunch, listen to my Creative Genius CD. You're creative, focused, productive, feeling powerful and in control. You go home, kiss your spouse, hug your kids, and smile. Your anger is gone. You're an inspiration. Find out how much better you can feel. I'm Wendy Friesen, a clinical hypnotherapist, on the web at wendy.com. It's W-E-N-D-I.com, or call me 877-68-HAPPY, 877-68-HAPPY.
This invitation may change the way you look at life if you're dependent on glasses or contact lenses to see at distance or for reading. Customized laser vision treatments that correct the unique imperfections in your vision 25 times more accurately than other methods are now available at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical Center. Dr. Sandra Belmont, director of the cornea service at Cornell Medical College, provides the most advanced and precise FDA-approved wave scan-driven corrections to safely improve eyesight for people with problems reading and seeing at distance, and help throw away your glasses and contact lenses. To see what you've been missing and learn more about wave scan-driven and no-touch laser vision procedures, call Dr. Belmont at 212-746-2020. That's 212-746-2020. Or visit us at www.cornelllaservision.com. That's www.cornelllaservision.com.
Wouldn't it be great if there was a men's clothing store in New York that made everything easy for you? The kind of place where salespeople don't have an attitude, know what they're talking about, and have the selection of clothes that allows you to get everything done in one place? Wouldn't it also be a surprise if the prices are reasonable and the clothes appropriate for actual New Yorkers, not waif-like victims of fashion? Well, I think there is a store like that. I'm Ken Gidden, owner of Rothmans. When I started this business 18 years ago, I set out to create a store that was different than the rest. I wanted to create a store that was understandable and approachable. Rothmans is a place where you can take care of all your needs, from suits, sport coats, corporate casual, shoes, tuxedos, and everything for going out at night. We do the work, and our expert staff will help you choose from designers like Canali, Boss, Zegna, Joseph Abboud, Ben Sherman, Fred Perry, Ted Baker, and many more. I promise we'll try our best to make your visit efficient and rewarding. That's Rothman's, on Union Square in Manhattan and in the Village of Scarsdale. Please call us at 212-777-7400 for information. That's 212-777-7400.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour, so little Kenya Dismuke Howard is dead. That avoids an embarrassing situation for both Memorial Hermann Children's Hospital, which was ready to pull the plug on the 9th, which would be Monday, the day after Mother's Day, I believe. And it also saves a lot of unnecessary travel plans for Randall Terry and Jeb Bush and just the whole stable of the religious right freaks who I'm sure would have swarmed around the hospital to demand that this child be left on life support at least for 15 years, right? Huh? So the baby took it into her own hands, according to the family. God lifted her up to heaven, and that's the end of the story. Of course, had this child had health insurance, had the family had health insurance, who knows? Who knows what possible treatment she might have gotten? No offense to Memorial Hermann Children's Hospital. I'm sure that they're there strictly to heal the sick. You think? Are there any hospitals except teaching hospitals left that are like that? Huh? Maybe Memorial Hermann is attached to the University of Texas. I have no idea. I just know little six-month-old baby, the parents of this baby. And guess what? She had a mom and a dad. Yeah, how about that? And they were black folk. And they were actually married. Can you believe it? Huh? That kind of goes against the stereotype, doesn't it? Yeah. She had two parents. Wow. Unlike some of the kids I want to tell you about right after the break coming up. Now, when we come back, I'm going to warn you right now. When we come back, I'm going to share with you the story that made me sit here and cry tonight when we came in the studio. I had the whole show lined up. Okay, let's go in, you know, play with Molly a little bit, walk her to sleep, sing her a song, put her in her little crib in here, and then kick back and watch some Keith Olbermann until it's showtime. Didn't happen that way because on the front page of Air America Radio's website, there at the top is the story. And I clicked on it. I thought, what the hell is this? Clicked on it and then just sat here. And at one point, you know, Kathy's out there working on the sound bites. And she said, what's wrong? What's wrong? Because, you know, I'm crying. So I gave her the 10-second synopsis. So I'm telling you, when we come back, I'm going to play that for you. All right? We're going to talk about it. I just want to share it with you. And then we'll move on. Then we'll take phone calls. And we'll talk about the lies and deceptions put together by Bush and Blair to take both nations into a murderous war. What does it take to remove elected officials from office? What does it take? What the hell does it take? Do Bush and Blair have to be caught together naked doing each other? Would that get them removed? With Prince Abdullah sitting there going, yes, okay, it's very good. Good. Oh, do that. Oh, okay. And a horse in the next room? What the hell does it take with these people? Red rum. Red rum. Red rum. Red rum. Both Dan and Luna, separate emails. Grainer and his girlfriend, England, I said that she outranked him. Grainer was actually a spec 4, an E4. Linda England was a PFC, E3, but Grainer was knocked down in rank to E1 upon his conviction. So thanks for the correction, folks. And a couple people want to hear the moron again. So let's you got that queued up? Go ahead and play it. This is why personal savings accounts are the solution to the so-called problem of Social Security insolvency, because they make money bigger and bigger. Here he is again, big M, little M. What begins with M? Moron at the microphone! M, M, M!
But one way to make a permanent solution to the Social Security system a better deal is to allow younger workers to take some of your own money and set it aside in a personal savings account that you can call your own.
Oh!
And the reason why that's important is because if you watch your money grow with a reasonable rate of interest, you know it compounds over time. There's a compound rate of interest, which means money can grows and grows bigger and bigger and bigger.
And bigger and bigger and bigger. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And Uncle Dick told me that. And my dad told me that, too. My dad told me that. Uncle Dick told me that. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And younger workers. Let me tell you, younger workers something. And I realize I'm in front of Latinos. Me llamo Jorge. me llamo Guacamoron. But I'll tell you what. I know Latinos have lots of babies, but because you're Catholics. But let me tell you something. If you don't shut that kid up behind me over here, I'm going to guacamoron the kid. You know what I'm saying? Hey, all right. I'm George Bush. God bless you. God bless America.
I'm Jorge, too. Yeah, that means George.
Esta es Americano Aero.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Never before in our history have our politicians' words been as out of touch with their actions. This is no accident. While Tom DeLay and Jack Abramoff have been sucking the pork out of the barrel, their intellectual lackeys have systematically been creating an entire language of Republican doublespeak. For the past 6 months, readers of TheNation.com and I have been working to pop the festering boil on our political life with the skewer of satire. We've been building a Republican dictionary that will be published as a book in the fall. We're almost finished, but we still need a few more funny, sharp, biting definitions. We need your help, specifically for words like the Patriot Act, the War on Drugs, Red State, Tom DeLay, Creationism, Zell Miller. We'll select the best submissions for the little book, and if yours is included, you'll receive a free copy. Please send all definitions to me at webintern@thenation.com. That's webintern, one word, at thenation.com. I'm Katrina Vandenhoevel, editor of The Nation for Air America. For more, go to thenation.com.
1.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice Loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling to my DirecTV. My name is Lynn. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Challenging delay. A former Democratic congressman in Texas today announced he will try to win the seat held by Republican House Leader Tom DeLay, who is facing allegations of ethics violations. Nick Lampson said, quote, "We need leaders with a high standard of accountability to the public who will recognize there is only one standard for ethical behavior." Democrats nationally have long ignored DeLay's district, but questions about his fundraising techniques and lobbyist-financed travel have sparked interest in the upcoming 2006 race. Lampson represented an adjacent district in Texas until the redistricting that DeLay engineered cost him enough Democratic voters that he lost in 2004. Second pilot's remains found in Iraq. The body of the second fighter pilot involved in an apparent mid-air collision has been found, an official not yet providing details on where. Two F-18s believed to have collided earlier this week over south-central Iraq, the first pilot's body discovered yesterday. In the coming weeks, the Transportation Security Administration plans to require airlines to get passengers' full names and birth dates when they buy a plane ticket. A TSA official says you won't have to provide that information, but if you don't, there is a better chance you'll have to have more stringent screening at the airport. TSA says having the full names and birth dates will make it less likely that you would be confused with people on the terror watch list. The FBI today arrested a Pentagon analyst accused of passing secret information to a pro-Israeli group. Larry Franklin charged with passing classified information about potential attacks against U.S. forces in Iraq to two people in 2003 who reportedly work for the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. That group's been under FBI scrutiny. Its offices were searched twice as part of the investigation into whether Israel improperly got classified U.S. information on Iran. Two employees of the pro-Israeli group were also questioned about whether Franklin gave them classified information that wound up in Israel. Two American soldiers suspected of arms smuggling in Colombia. The top police official in Colombia says the two arrested during a raid in a house south of Bogota. And he says they also found a large stockpile of weapons. The Washington Post reports Army officials knew within days of Pat Tillman's death in Afghanistan that the former NFL player had been killed by friendly fire. A new Army report said to show top Army officials were aware an investigation had determined the death was caused by an act of, quote, gross negligence, 4 days before the nationally televised memorial service for Tillman. The Washington Post also reporting documents it obtained show that military officers destroyed critical evidence in the investigation of Tillman's death. This is Air America Radio News.
Fact. Omega-3s are important for a healthy heart, mind, and joints. Fact. The fish that are the richest source of omega-3s are often contaminated with mercury and other toxins. Fact. TriOmega removes toxins with an advanced process no ordinary omega-3 supplement can match. Fact. If you want to be sure it's pure, get TriOmega. In fact, if it doesn't say TriOmega, throw it back.
This Mother's Day, show Mom how smart you are and what a good job she did teaching you the value of a dollar. Go to Overstock.com, where you can save up to 70% off retail prices. So you can afford to spoil her with something practical like a memory foam pillow so that she can have sweet dreams about you. Or something sparkly that will dazzle her every time she looks at it. Overstock.com, they have it all. Go online and discover the secret of saving and make Mom proud.
Will Durst. He mocks, but he does it with taste.
War is going according to plan. Well, that's a really plan, isn't it?
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the Dark Prince of Doubt. And it's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
We went in because Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. How do you know? My dad sold them to him.
These and other hilarious observations can be found on Wilderst's latest CD, Warning, available at Wilderst.com.
Bush! He's turned into President Rain Man. Mr. President, what about the Social Security? What about stem cell reading? What about Medicare Iraq. Yeah, definitely Iraq.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
Yeah, it's all Saddam, Saddam, yeah.
So go to Wilderst.com today.
Yeah, I'm an excellent warmonger. Yeah, just ask my dad.
And get
yeah.
your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Sir, Mr. President, how much do you think this war is going to cost? About $100. Uh-oh, what? You can't make it up like this.
No. No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air America.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Okay, we're getting closer and closer to the smoking gun, the story that has impeach him written all over it. The Bush-Blair deception. But here's the story. I don't know. Like I say, I'm over it now. I get my emotions in the way sometimes, probably to a greater extent than anybody else in talk radio on any network anywhere at any time in the history of this medium. And I don't know why that happens to me, but it does happen. So I read this story and I sit here and start crying. Very brief, just a minute. Government-funded researchers tested AIDS drugs on hundreds of foster children over the past two decades, often without providing them even a basic protection that is afforded in federal law. Now, that's how the story begins. The research was funded by the National Institutes of Health, and it spanned the country. The practice ensured that foster children, mostly poor and mostly minority, received care from world-class researchers at government expense. That's the spin. That's the spin on the story. The article goes on, but it also exposed a vulnerable population to the risks of medical research and drugs that were known to have serious side effects in adults and for which the safety of children was unknown. Do you understand what this article is about? Foster kids, the most vulnerable in our society. Is there anything more vulnerable than a child? No parents to speak for that child. And the kid was subjected to the testing of toxic, poisonous drugs. Some of these kids may have been orphans, but they were all foster children. The research was conducted in 7 states, Illinois, Louisiana, Maryland, New York, North Carolina, Colorado, and Texas, and involved more than 4 dozen different studies. The foster children ranged from infants to teenagers. Several studies that enlisted foster children reported patients suffered side effects such as rashes, vomiting, and sharp drops in infection-fighting blood cells as they tested antiretroviral drugs to suppress AIDS or other medicines to treat secondary infections. In one study, researchers reported what they called a disturbing higher death rate among children who took higher doses of a drug. That study was unable to determine a safe and effective dosage. They killed children. Killed them. Ah, but it was in the name of science. Just like Joseph Mengele was in the name of science. The government provided special protections for child wards in 1983. A law was passed. These laws required researchers and their oversight boards to appoint independent advocates for any foster child enrolled in a class of studies that involved greater than minimal risk and lacked the promise of direct benefit. In other words, if you were doing research where the outcome might be iffy, like, oh, I don't know, the kid would die, you had to have an advocate appointed. An advocate. Isn't that a nice term? Hi, I'm the advocate for 3-year-old Marcy. Now, what is it you want to do? You want to pump her full of what? Okay, all right, that's cool. Go ahead. Researchers told the Associated Press that the foster children in the AIDS drug trials often did not have advocates. Some foster children died during the studies, but state or city agencies said they could find no records that any deaths were directly caused by experimental treatments. Oh no, the kids just what, fell out of windows? Huh? Stuck their finger in electrical outlet socket and were electrocuted? Oh, you're giving children massive doses of toxic drugs that nobody knows what will happen, and the kid dies, but hey, we don't see a direct cause and effect there. I don't see anything. Arthur Kaplan, a lot of you know Arthur Kaplan. Kathy took a course when we were in Chicago in medical ethics that used Kaplan's, his book, his textbook. What was it? A lot of his work. Kaplan is the head of medical ethics, University of Pennsylvania. He said that advocates should have been appointed for all these foster children because researchers felt the pressure of a medical crisis and knew there was great uncertainty as to how children would react to AIDS medications that were often toxic for adults. Kaplan said, quote, "It is exactly that set of circumstances that made it absolutely mandatory to get those kids, those advocates. It is inexcusable that they wouldn't have an advocate for each one of those children when you have the most vulnerable subjects imaginable, kids without parents. You really do have to come in with someone independent to watch out for the child." Those who made the decisions for the children say the research gave these foster kids access to drugs they otherwise couldn't get. Oh, okay. And they say they protected the children's interests by carefully explaining risks and benefits to state guardians, foster parents, and I like this, the children themselves. Hi, Johnny. Now, let me explain to you. And then the researcher goes into biochemical analysis. And now, get this. The Associated Press review found that if children were old enough, they were educated about the risks they were about to face and asked to consent. What is old enough? Usually between the ages of 5 and 10. Children between the ages of 5 and 10 suffering from AIDS were sat down and said, "Now, Mary and Johnny, let Dr. Brittlegoose here explain to you what's about to happen. We are going to infuse your body." Do you know what infuse means? You don't? Okay, that's a big word, huh? We are going to infuse your body with a chemical that occasionally kills adults 5 times your size. Do you know what kill means? You do? Yeah, that's when they die, like your puppy died. That's right. We're going to do this to you because we think maybe it'll make you well. Now, you're going to vomit. Your hair's going to fall out. Your nails are going to turn black. Your tongue is going to swell up. You're going to have a hard time breathing. And you might go visit Jesus. But is it okay? Do you understand? By the way, would you like a lollipop? Here, would you like a lollipop? What? You said yes? Okay! Sign him up! You filthy sons of bitches. You filthy, 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 filthy pigs. You Nazis. There is no justification for this. None. 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 Not a single, single justification for this. Don't talk to me about the necessity of medical research where it concerns children between the ages of 5 and 10 who are sat down with these bastards and permission is sought to treat them? A 5-year-old? The U.S. Office for Human Research Protections, which was created to protect research participants after the infamous Tuskegee syphilis studies on black men, is investigating the use of foster children in AIDS research. However, the office declined to discuss their investigation. Many studies that enlisted foster children involved early phase 1 and phase 2 research, the riskiest to determine side effects and safe dosages so children could begin taking adult cocktails, the powerful drug combinations that suppress AIDS but can cause bad reactions like organ failure.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
By now you've heard that Canadian prescription drug prices are up to 85% less expensive than they are in the U.S. Mary Purcell heard and ordered her Plavix and saved $114 on a 90-day supply. If you're buying any prescription medication, it's time to call Advocare at 1-888-471-4721. Canadian snowbirds have been using Advocare for years to have their medications mailed to their favorite travel destinations. AARP magazine ranked Advocare one of the top pharmacies in Canada. They're the only Canadian pharmacy with a U.S. non-resident license. The state government of Illinois has concluded that Advocare's procedures are exceeding the U.S. government's requirements. You can save, too, by calling Advocare at 1-888-471-4721 or visit their website at pharmacyonthenet.com. Your medications are guaranteed to be delivered right to your door, and you save up to 85%. Compare that with what you're paying now. It's so easy, and the money you will save is incredible. Call 1-888-471-4721 or log on to pharmacyonthenet.com.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. Four of the unions pushing AFL-CIO reform want their members' names deleted from the AFL-CIO's master mailing list of 13 million union households. The AFL-CIO told Workers Independent News that political director Karen Ackerman did get a letter telling the AFL-CIO to delete the more than 4 million members of the Teamsters, SEIU, Laborers, and Unite Here. A union official who asked to remain anonymous says these unions have been the backbone of labor's political effort, and yet they were not consulted in Las Vegas before the AFL-CIO's political reform was proposed. These unions want affiliate unions to be in on the Labor Federation's political planning. They also want all the information that's been collected about their members. Our source says the unions want complete control over their membership lists, but they'll continue to support labor's political mobilization. The AFL-CIO had no comment other than to say they're looking into the matter. For more labor news, visit laborradio.org.
If you're not outraged, then you're just not paying attention. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Okay. It'll probably be all over the news tomorrow about, I don't know, Christ. Probably the pharmaceutical companies will suppress the story. Foster children, unprotected foster children, used in AIDS research, testing these drugs. And of course, the spin was, they got care from world-class researchers at government expense. They're dead now, but, you know, during the time they were alive and vomiting blood, they were under the care of world-class researchers at government expense, which slowed their rate of death, extended their lives. And there's no proof here that these kids even had AIDS. I guess you have to assume New York City could find records showing 142, less than a third, of the 465 foster children in AIDS drug trials in New York City. Only a third got monitors, advocates, even though city policy required them. New York City has asked an outside firm to investigate. Research facilities including Chicago's Children's Memorial Hospital and Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore said they concluded they didn't provide advocates for foster kids. I don't know. Anyway, I'm almost done. Many studies that enlisted foster children involved early phase 1 and phase 2 research, the riskiest, to determine side effects and safe dosages so children could begin taking adult cocktails, the powerful drug combinations that suppress AIDS but can cause bad reactions like rashes and organ damage. Foster children were approved to participate in a mid-1990s study of a drug called Dapsone. Researchers hoped the drug would prevent a pneumonia that afflicts AIDS patients. Researchers reported some children had to be taken off the drug because of serious toxicity. Others developed rashes, and the rates of death were significantly higher in children who took the medicine daily rather than weekly.
The rates of death were significantly higher in the foster children who took the medicine daily rather than weekly. In this particular study in Illinois, at least 10 children died from a variety of causes, including 4 from blood poisoning. AIDS? No. Blood poisoning. And researchers said they were unable to determine a safe, useful dosage, and they ran out of children! They said the deaths didn't appear to be directly attributable to dapsone, but nonetheless, the deaths were disturbing. Another study involving foster children in the 1990s treated children with different combinations of adult antiretroviral drugs. Among 52 children, there were 26 moderate to severe reactions, nearly all in infants. Infants. Babies. I don't know. I don't know what to say or think or feel about the story, except murderous outrage. Foster children over the past 20 years. That's through Reagan and Bush and Clinton. National Institutes of Health, 20 years, taking foster children, mostly poor and minority. Mostly poor and minority. Children died. Children vomited blood. Children had organ failures. Children had blood poisoning. Children had their brains deteriorate. Children had their kidneys fail and their livers. Children had their lungs collapse and their diaphragms rot. Children had their skin turn a mossy color and their fingernails fall off and their mucous membranes become stiff and dry. Foster children. Foster children. No one to speak for them. Some of the kids between the ages of 5 and 10 were asked for their permission. Jesus Christ.
And I am guilty, I have war, and I have the root of all evil. Lord, and I can't drive on the left side of the road. This is a hard life, it's a hard life, very hard. If we poison our children with hatred, in the hard life is all that we'll go. And there ain't no place in this world for these kids to go. This is a hard life forever before.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
Whether it's fair or not,
people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-888-293-WORD. That's 293-WORD. 1-888-293-WORD.
Aaron Esurance here. My mission? To save you time and money on auto insurance and save the environment.
But other insurance companies use loads of paper. How does Esurance save trees?
Esurance saves you time and hundreds of trees a year with electronic documents and easy online billing. By not using paper, Esurance also keeps rates affordable.
So, you save some green for the environment and your wallet.
Save some green with Esurance.
Visit www.esurance.com today. That's Esurance.com.
Are you struggling with alcohol? Listen to what Linda said in her letter to me. Dear Wendy, since I've used your hypnotherapy program, Alcohol Freedom, I have not had a drink or even wanted one in over 2 months. I'm so excited about the happiness and the peace I have now, thanks to you. It's amazing the things I've found, the subconscious triggers that made me want to drink. Now they have no effect. This has affected my whole life. I knew hypnosis could work, and I knew that stating I was an alcoholic would never make me feel better. Sometimes I even drank after meetings because I felt so horrible about myself. I feel wonderful now being alcohol free, and I'm amazed. Thank you, Wendy. I'm a new person and so happy. Sincerely, Linda. Thank you so much, Linda, for your letter. You are an inspiration to so many who are looking for a powerful and a private solution to stop drinking. I'm Wendy Friesen. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, and I can help you end the struggle. Go to the web, quitdrinkingnow.com. That's quitdrinkingnow.com, or call me, 877-68-HAPPY, 877-68-HAPPY.
What is it, Bob?
You can take this job.
Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well...
You even know where to get startup money?
My brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't?
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too, a master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
Well, that's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over a $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 8freecd.com. That's number 8freecd.com. That's number 8freecd.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 8freecd.com now.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you've ever wanted to talk to Bobby Kennedy or Mike Papantonio, now's your chance. Next week, Mike and Bobby will be taking your phone calls on Ring of Fire. Go to ringoffireradio.com now to find out how to jump to the front of the line and be one of the first to participate in our new call-in show. Or if you're by phone now, call 1-800-866-389-FIRE. That's 1-800-866-389-3473. Just go to ringoffireradio.com for all the details. And thanks for listening to Ring of Fire on Air America Radio Network.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Okay. The AIDS testing on children, on foster children, babies, toddlers, and getting permission from some of them who were... Yeah, this is the part that gets me. There's a case this week, a 13-year-old girl in Florida who had been raped while she was in state custody and impregnated and wanted an abortion. The state of Florida said, no, you are not mature enough to make that sort of decision. And yet, children between the ages of 5 and 10 were asked for permission to experiment on their bodies with antiretroviral drugs, the toxicity of which killed a lot of them. I hate my country. Period. Okay, here is John Conyers' letter to Bush. Dear Mr. President, we write because of troubling revelations in the Sunday London Times, apparently confirming that the United States and Great Britain had secretly agreed to attack Iraq in the summer of 2002, well before the invasion and before you even sought congressional authority to engage in military action. While various individuals have asserted this to be the case before, including Paul O'Neill, former U.S. Treasury Secretary, Richard Clark, former National Security Council official, they have been dismissed by your administration. However, when this story was divulged last weekend, Prime Minister Blair's representative claimed the document contained nothing new. If the disclosure is accurate, it raises troubling new questions regarding the legal justifications for the war as well as the integrity of your own administration. The Sunday Times obtained a leaked document with the minutes of a secret meeting from highly placed sources inside the British government. Among other things, the document revealed... First, Prime Minister Tony Blair chaired a July 2002 meeting at which he discussed military options, having already committed himself to supporting President Bush's plans for invading Iraq. July 2002. Second, British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw acknowledged that the case for war was, quote, thin, as Saddam was not threatening his neighbors, and his WMD capability was less than that of Libya, North Korea, or Iran, end quote. Third, a separate secret briefing for the meeting said that Britain and America had to, quote, create, end quote, conditions to justify a war. Britain and America had to create conditions to justify a war. Britain and America had to create conditions to justify a war. Four. A British official, quote, reported on his recent talks in Washington. There was a perceptible shift in attitude. Military action was now seen as inevitable. Bush wanted to remove Saddam through military action justified by the conjunction of terrorism and WMD, but the intelligence and facts were being fixed around the policy, end quote. The intelligence and the facts were being fixed around the policy. Britain and America had to create conditions to justify a war. Intelligence and facts were being fixed around the policy. Britain and America had to create conditions to justify a war. As a result of this recent disclosure, we would like to know the following. One, do you or anyone in your administration dispute the accuracy of the leaked document? Two, were arrangements being made, including the recruitment of allies, before you sought congressional authorization to go to war? Did you or anyone in your administration obtain Britain's commitment to invade prior to this time? Three,
Was there an effort to create an ultimatum about weapons inspectors in order to help with the justification for the war, as the minutes indicate? 4. At what point in time did you and Prime Minister Blair first agree it was necessary to invade Iraq? 5. Was there a coordinated effort with the U.S. intelligence community and or British officials to fix the intelligence and facts around the policy as the leaked document states? We have, of course, known for some time, Mr. President, that subsequent to the invasion, there have been a variety of varying reasons offered to justify the invasion, particularly since the time it became evident that weapons of mass destruction would not be found. This leaked document, essentially acknowledged by the Blair government, is the first confirmation that the rationales were shifting well before the invasion as well. Given the importance of this matter, we would ask that you respond to this inquiry as promptly as possible. Thank you, sincerely, Congressman John Conyers. What else do you need to know, Truth Seeker? As Greg Palast says, writing at BuzzFlash, it's all over. I don't know. Is it in mainstream media? Huh? Here it is at Counterpunch. Well, here it is, sort of, in the Washington Post. Here it is in a letter from John Conyers, and here it is at BuzzFlash, the smoking gun, the memo that has impeach him written all over it. The top-level government memo marked secret and strictly personal, dated 8 months before Bush sent us into Iraq, followed a close meeting with the president, reads, military action was now seen as inevitable. Bush wanted to remove Saddam through military action, but the intelligence and facts were being fixed around the policy. As Palast writes, for years after each damning report on BBC TV, the question was, isn't this grounds for impeachment? Vote rigging, a blind eye to terror in the bin Ladens before 9/11, and on and on and on. Evil, stupidity, and self-dealing are shameful but not impeachable. What's needed is a high crime or misdemeanor. If this ain't it, nothing is. Do you understand, Truth Seeker, what we're talking about on this silly little radio program tonight? Do you understand what we're talking about here? Huh? The evidence is there. It's all right there. Palast goes on. A month ago, the Silberman-Robb Commission issued its report on weapons of mass destruction intelligence before the war, dismissing claims that Bush fixed the facts with this snotty, condescending conclusion written directly to the president, quote, after a thorough review, the commission found no indication that the intelligence community distorted the evidence regarding Iraq's weapons, end quote. We now know the report was a bogus 618 pages of thick whitewash aimed to let Bush off the hook for his murderous mendacity. The invasion buildup, according to the report, was then set, or according to the memo, the British memo, beginning 30 days before the U.S. congressional elections. Mission accomplished. The Republicans impeached Bill Clinton over his cigar and Monica's affections. And the U.S. media went bonkers. Right? You remember that? Remember that in 98, 99? Remember? Remember all the fun? Oh, Jesus. Every night, cable television, all the newspapers, remember? Huh? Bill Clinton and his cigar. Bill Clinton and his girlfriend. Bill Clinton and, you know, the nasty that they did in the Oval Office. Huh? Huh? Right? Oh, the dirty bastard. Oh, the filthy Democrat. Oh, my God. And then the moral midgets had marched across the Capitol Rotunda from the House to the Senate to bring about the trial of Bill Clinton. J'accuse, j'accuse, j'accuse. George W. Bush and Tony Blair, we can't do anything about Tony Blair. That's up to the Brits. George W. Bush enters into an agreement. The evidence is there to manufacture intelligence, to take the country into a war. How many Americans are dead? Listen, listen, damn it, listen. All you people who gave a son or a daughter, do you understand this? Jesus, God in heaven, my heart breaks for you because your son or daughter died for a filthy George W. Bush lie. Do you understand that? Oh, Christ, how can you handle it? What are you going to do? How are you going to live through this? Oh, my God. Oh, but they won't impeach him. Hell. You know, the big news is... American Idol, Paula Abdul slept with one of the contestants. Did you know about that? You know how many people watched that last night? 26 million people. And the last time they voted, there were more votes to throw somebody off the show or keep somebody on than George Bush got as president.
Tell me.
Who hid the WMD in Saddam Hussein's palace? Nobody found it. That's because it came from Dallas. He went in without a clue. Now he's left Iraq a zoo. A weapon of mass destruction.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis and eczema for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, is the only treatment I've used that actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch, no more bleeding, and I haven't had a flare-up since I started using it. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc is the only product that's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't. It's really the closest thing to a medical miracle.
Call now for your 30-day risk-free trial of the Skin Zinc system at 1-800-507-5904. That's 1-800-507-5904. Eliminate itching, flaking, and scaling. Call 1-800-507-5904. Restore your skin to a clearer, healthier state. 1-800-507-5904.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball,
to tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid.
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews.
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more involved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
DemocraticMatch.com, yeah.
$20. What can you get for less than $20 these days? How about over 60 channels, including local channels where available, for just $19.99 per month for 1 year with Dish Network Satellite TV? There's never been a better time to dump cable and start saving with Dish Network, the home of the lowest all-digital price in America every day. Call now and get up to 4 rooms of your house set up with standard professional installation. Plus, Dish Network will give you a $49.99 credit when you pay a $49.99 activation fee, making the activation fee free. Call 1-888-231-DISH or visit a local participating retailer to get Dish Network and enjoy over 60 channels, including local channels, for less than $20 per month. That's 1-888-231-DISH. 1-888-231-DISH. 231-DISH.
Offer ends 6/30/05. All prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. Restrictions, credit approval, minimum programming purchase, and monthly receiver fee applies. Must qualify based on service address.
I hate spam.
I hate spam.
I hate spam.
You got a plan to get rid of spam?
Spam puts spyware on my computer.
I got a plan to get rid of spam.
I got a virus from spam.
You got a plan to get rid of spam?
My computer got a pest from spam.
I got a plan to get rid of spam.
Spam slowed down my computer. It wastes my time.
A $3 plan to get rid of spam.
Plan B's got a plan to get rid of spam.
Plan B's got a plan to get rid of spam?
Eliminate spam. $3 per mailbox per month. Plan B Technologies. Get your business plan to get rid of spam. $3 per mailbox per month. Call Plan B Technologies at 212-242-5654. Plan B Technologies, serving the tri-state area for over 20 years. That's Plan B Technologies at 212-242-5654. That number again, 212-242-5654. Plan B Technologies.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Walk that walk, and you talk that talk. You knocks me out off of my feet.
Ten before the hour, Andrew is calling. Let's do some phone calls here. Andrew is calling from Canada. Andrew, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hi.
Hey.
I was just thinking maybe you should combine American Idol and the presidential race. Together.
I think we already have.
Unfortunately, I think most of the people phoning American Idol are like 14-year-old girls. So, I was listening to the article you were reading about the HIV testing.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, why couldn't they test it on actual HIV patients, terminal HIV patients?
Well, I have no way of knowing. I'm sure somebody will do the heavy research into this, but I believe these children were HIV positive or had AIDS. Now, I don't know that to be true, and I'll tell you why. You can be HIV positive and not have AIDS.
Right.
There are cases of people who have been HIV positive for the length of this Holocaust, 25, 26, 27 years, who still have not developed AIDS.
Right.
So the condition of these children, I have no idea if they were HIV positive or negative, if they had full blown AIDS or not, if they had one of the conditions usually associated with AIDS, like Kaposi sarcoma or some sort of cryptosporidium. I have no idea. But what the researchers were doing, all the way down to infants, and I do know this, that full-blown AIDS, sometimes you can live with full-blown AIDS. Now you can. Back then when this testing was going on, although the testing's still going on in Illinois, they had no idea. So they took the most vulnerable human beings available. You know, these kids could not be aborted when they were zygotes, when they were little blastomas or blastocysts. They couldn't be aborted, so let's let them be born, and then let's kill them slowly with chemical cocktails and see what the reaction is. If this is not Joseph Mengele, if this is not Nazism, that will somebody please, in the name of whatever you consider holy, tell me what is.
It's horrible. That's unbelievable. But actually, what I really wanted to talk about was something I talked about it last week a little bit, about the Power of Nightmares documentary.
Yes.
And I kind of wanted to expand on that. I didn't have much time. But,
sure, go ahead.
But basically, this is a theory I have on the whole Al-Qaeda thing, and I just want to run it by you, and you know, you can tell me what you think, because I've been listening to Air America Radio a lot, and they talk a lot about how terrorist attacks have actually gone up over the last, you know, little while, and how the, you know, Bush administration...
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
But my theory is that that's primarily in Iraq, is it not, where these terrorist attacks are happening?
The article said that, primarily in Iraq, although terrorist attacks globally have increased, yes.
Oh, okay. Because, I mean, my theory on this whole thing, and it based a lot on this Power of Nightmares documentary, which is actually fairly old. I mean, it was last October that originally was mm-hmm. done on the BBC. But still, I mean, the thing that hit me the most about this was how they talked about how in the 90s, Al-Qaeda was trying to basically raise the Islamic world by, you know, doing all these attacks in Algeria and Egypt and trying to, you know, raise people and overthrow the governments, and how that failed.
Right.
And that basically they were a failed organization, and that it was a small group that basically went to Afghanistan because the Taliban were the only place they could go. And they're basically a small organization, kind of on the run. Now, if you can coincide this with United States pre 9/11, with a military that is probably getting its budget cut, you know, every year, because you know the global threats. I mean, the communism has fallen, so you don't have that kind of threat.
Right.
So I mean, my theory, and this documentary talked about the fact that. Al-Qaeda didn't even call themselves that until after the Bush administration actually named them that, and that when they went to hunt Osama bin Laden, and they showed a clip of Rumsfeld talking about how he was, you know, when he was in Tora Bora, how he was in these complex caves with ventilation systems and secret exits and all this things, and they were interviewing people like actual commandos who went there, and they're saying that, you know, there was no such thing. And that, you know, basically they went around and it was kind of a wild goose chase. I guess what I'm trying to say is that the majority of it has been manufactured or at least exasperated by, you know, by the war. And that if they could have got them then, that it could have actually stopped it to a great degree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what you think about that, but...
Well, I don't doubt it, but you know, how far back do you want to go? There were efforts made by Clinton to go after some of these thugs, and every time he tried, they said, "Well, this is just wag the dog. You're just trying to divert attention away from the serious business of this planet, and that is your oral affair with your girlfriend." Or do you want to move forward to the Bush administration? The Bush administration. Al-Qaeda, as far as I'm concerned, is a mythology.
Right.
It's a myth. There is
right.
no Al-Qaeda.
Right.
It's a made-up word. There right. may be some people who operate around Osama bin Laden, who is a U.S. CIA creation. There are people in Iraq who are blowing the hell out of things because their fellow citizens are cooperating with an invader. That's us. That's the Brits. That's whoever's left in the Coalition of the Willing. But as far as Al-Qaeda, it doesn't exist. There's right. no such thing as Al-Qaeda.
Right.
The Saudis sent 15 bombers to this country to blow the hell out of us for 3 years ago. And Bush... It's all kissy face with the guy who Jesus, I'm just so tired of this. I don't know how to answer your question, Andrew, except to say Al-Qaeda does not exist.
Right.
It's like Grendel. It's like the monster in Beowulf. It doesn't exist. It's a figment of someone's imagination that comes in out of the forest at night in a snowstorm. I got to leave it there, Andrew. Thanks. This is Air America.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Listen up, men. You can now get a free 30-day sample box of Ensight, the once-a-day tablet for natural male enhancement. Although launched in 2001, Ensight continues to be the best-selling male supplement in North America with millions of satisfied long-term users. Ensight customers report significant improvement in sexual response and quality. Non-prescription Ensight is extremely effective, yet has not shown to interact with medications or have adverse side effects. Ensight has a 93% customer satisfaction rating and an 83% reorder rate. If you would like a free 30-day sample box, just visit Ensight.com. That's Ensight.com. Or call 1-800-778-5290. Free samples are only available while supplies last. So call 1-800-778-5290. 1-800-778-5290. Enzyte, the once-a-day tablet for natural male enhancement. 1-800-778-5290.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. With help from U.S. intelligence, Pakistani security forces arrested al-Qaeda's number three man, Abu Faraj Farz al-Libi, is accused of being the mastermind of two attempted assassinations on the president of Pakistan in 2003. Correspondent Terry Moore has the latest.
President Bush hailed the capture of al-Qaeda's third-ranking leader in Pakistan.
The capture of a top al-Qaeda operative represents a critical victory in the war on terror.
In a D.C. appearance, the president called the suspect a top general for fugitive terrorist leader Osama bin Laden. Al-Libi was picked up by Pakistani security forces. He is also suspected of plotting assassination attempts against Pakistani President Musharraf. U.S. National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley called the arrest a big deal.
This is a real accomplishment.
Now, as for the notorious bin Laden, al-Qaeda's elusive top man, his whereabouts remain unknown. I'm Terry Moore in Washington.
Two men employed as bridge painters on the George Washington Bridge, which links New Jersey and New York City, are under arrest after it was discovered that they were on the government's terrorist watch list. Bergen County Police Captain Kevin Harnett says the men were pulled over by officers for a traffic violation on Route 46 in Ridgefield Park.
An officer made a motor vehicle stop after observing a motor vehicle violation. Then a check of the driver and the passenger revealed that they were on a terrorist watch list. And they were taken into custody, and then the investigation was turned over to the FBI.
Harnett says the men were pulled over for tailgating a tractor trailer. They are currently in federal custody as the investigation continues. A mistrial was declared in the case of Lindy England, the central figure in the Iraq prison abuse scandal. The military judge said that no findings of guilt can be declared right now. The judge said testimony by convicted prison abuser Charles Grainer undermined England's guilty plea. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon will join Polish leaders and about 20,000 people from around the world for an annual march for Holocaust victims later today. Sharon will take part in the March of the Living between the former Auschwitz and Birkenau death camps. Officials with the Orange County, California Health Care Agency say they're concerned with the results of a new survey that shows a growing obesity rate among children. Agency spokesperson Howard Sutter says kids need to realize that their current lifestyle habits can lead to big problems down the road.
The concern with children is they're setting up habits for a lifetime, and the eating habits that they have now, the physical activity habits that they have now, are going to translate into health problems as they become adults and as they grow older.
He says the problem is so bad for some that today's children may actually have shorter lifespans than their parents. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The Phonics Game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the phonics game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now, 1-800-801-GAME.
You're sorry you're late? No, no, no. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself, waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free 2-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870. 1-800-590-9870.
What's happening, everybody? Now listen, when was the last time you heard a real rhythm and blues band? I would say it's been about 6 years, because that was the last time the group that I like to call the last real R&B band had an album out. Join us this week as we welcome back Mint Condition with their new album, Living the Luxury Brown. We'll find out where they've been and where they're going on the next Kyle Jason Show, this Saturday night on Air America Radio.
About 7 past the hour. Every time I see or hear or read a story about the capture of yet another top Al-Qaeda lieutenant, you know, they always say lieutenant, top, why not colonel? Every time I see or read or hear about one of those stories, I cannot help it. I think about Orwell's novel and the machinations of the evil Goldstein. Right? No matter what happened. All the manufactured lies that Big Brother put out there for public consumption, they all had as their genesis the evil activities of the murderous Goldstein. We have our Goldstein. It is Al-Qaeda. Wow. Man, does terrorism exist on Earth? Oh, of course. Of course terrorism exists. Absolutely. It exists in white countries as well as brown and other non-white countries. Right? You can think back over the past, pick a number, 40, 50 years, everything from the Irish Republican Army to the Bader-Meinhof gang to... the Red Guards, on and on and on and on and on. Of course terror exists. But Al-Qaeda? What does that mean? The source? The hand? The source? The eye? The kneecap? What the hell does Al-Qaeda mean? But it just cracks me up. Every time, you know, I'm one of these times somebody in the Bush crime family is going to step out there and say, well, we have caught another lieutenant to the evil Goldstein. Al-Qaeda. Bin Laden. My buddies in the Saudi royal family. Never mind. God, I hate being jerked around. Don't you? Huh? Don't you? Don't you hate being jerked around? Yeah. Okay. Okay. Mike is calling from Texas. Mike's been holding on forever. Mike, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hey, no problem. Good evening, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Great. Hey, about the cheerleading story that you had at the first of the program there.
Oh, yeah.
Being a Texas resident, I'm embarrassed about that. I cannot believe that we elect these idiots to go down to Austin and make law for us, and they can't solve school finance. We can't lower gas prices and work on energy.
Right.
And most of my wife's a school teacher, and it's a ridiculous some of the things that are going on in public schools right now. But I'm embarrassed that is one thing the House pushed through today, and I hope that does not get signed. I've never, her being a high school teacher, we chaperone a lot of high school events.
Uh-huh.
I've never seen any sexual activity or dropping out or drug use because of the halftime football show.
No, I wouldn't think.
Oh, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous.
I'll tell you what, though, Mike, don't feel too much like the Lone Ranger. I live in Georgia, and I live in the buckle of the Bible Belt. I don't know where. You know, Texas has its problems, sure, but we elected a governor here. At least your governor's name Rick. Our governor's name Sonny.
Well, I don't know much about your state, but
you don't know. I mean, There's not that much to know about Georgia. You know, we have a governor named Sonny Perdue, and we raise peanuts. I mean, what else? And we have Atlanta. And then we have Georgia, and that's all you need to know. I mean, at least y'all have three or four cities in Texas. We have Atlanta, and then we have Georgia. And it's so, no, I understand what you're saying, though. It's ludicrous. It's an absolute ludicrous story. And the fact that it was a Democrat, who introduced this, what is this freak trying to do? Here in Georgia, Democrats are really Republicans in the state house. There's still a few running around. But look what happened here with Zell Miller. You see what I'm saying?
I do. And like I said, I may not agree with all your political opinions, and I'm not a hardline Republican or Democrat. I think I pick and choose who I vote for a lot, but I'm just
well, that's cool.
I don't care if this was a Democrat or Republican that introduced that legislation. It's
insane.
It's just asinine. Yes, it
sure
is.
It
thank you for your time, Mike, and I appreciate it. Enjoy your show.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for holding on. Anybody want to know about Georgia? Here, let me give you three names. Sonny Perdue, Saxby Chambliss, and Zell Miller. That's all you need to know about Georgia. Sonny Perdue, Jesus, God in heaven. Michael is calling from the Bronx. Michael, welcome to the program. Hey, Michael. Michael. All right, let's put that line back on hold. Gordon is calling from Oklahoma City. Gordon, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. I've been a loyal listener to you since I America days.
Yes, you have. You damn sure have, and I appreciate it.
This is the first time I've called in, however.
Well,
I wanted to talk about the dim sun's so-called Social Security plan.
Okay.
And there's a point I'd like to bring up, and I've never heard anybody on any of the programs mention this. And that's the power that will be contained with the people that will have the voting proxies for all this large block of stocks, plus, you know, the mailing list. And, you know, you give me that mailing list, give me that the proxies for all these votes, and I'll show you who can really control this country as if the right wing doesn't already.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'd be able to name every CEO of every company. I'd be able to name every board of directors member. And any legislation that comes up, I'll have the mailing list. I can scare the wits out of everybody. You know, if you want to raise minimum wage, I'll just send letters out to everybody telling them your Social Security or your retirement's going to tank in your older years.
Huh.
And this is something that I think that the Democrats and the people like in your business, need to really bring out. It's really worrying me. That's a pet peeve of mine. I'm not a wealthy person, but I do play a little bit in the markets, and I never will put anything with any company like a mutual fund or something where I can't vote on any of the elections, on the board members.
Well, that makes sense. Sure.
Now, I wanted to mention one other thing now about children on the HIV testing. I'd like to know where that evil idiot Dobson is. Now, you know, he'll have a conniption fit if one person comes under the loving care of a gay parent.
I know.
That swarms of locusts or hailstones the size of SUVs will come raining down on this country if a gay person was to take care of a child like that. But turn them over to these drug companies, and the silence is deafening.
Isn't it? It's astonishing. It's astonishing. And I thought, I honestly thought, that when organizations that exposed, finally, the Holocaust, when their slogan became Never Again, that we meant it, that not just Jewish organizations, but and not just Christian organizations, humanist organizations, atheist organizations, American organizations, man, woman, gay, straight, Jew, Gentile, black, white, that we really meant it. Never again would we allow the dehumanization of people. And of course, it was a joke. Look at Rwanda. Look at the continent of Africa. Look at Southeast Asia. Look at Central America. Look at South America. And look at our own children, our own foster children. Look at them. Never again, my ass. The slogan is always, always, in perpetuity, always, always. And it's sickening.
It's unfortunate that we don't learn from history. In some ways, I think our parents were more progressive than we are today. They wouldn't have put up with this.
I hear you. Gordon, thanks for checking in, pal.
Thank you, Mike.
I do appreciate your call. Never again, huh? That sounds real firm and strong and solid and permanent and like it's cast in concrete or carved in granite. Never again. And every time I see one of these stories about the massive abuse of children like this, the institutional, the government-sponsored abuse of children like this, using children. Look, AIDS has got to be cured. But this is not the way to do it. Every time one of these stories, every time, you know, the whole Nazi thing comes back and Mengele and the death camps and Elie Wiesel's book, it just burns back into my head. Night. It just burns back into my head when Elie Wiesel was a kid and 11 or 12 or 13, whatever the hell he was. And there he was in the death camp. And there he was watching. And he knew that God did not exist.
If you're perfectly comfortable with all that's been done, gaze at your daughters and gaze at your sons. Ask yourself this question over again. Would you be perfectly happy if it happened to them?
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
A recent study found that 52% of single people believe they'll never find the right person. At Match.com, we know better. And to celebrate our 10th anniversary, we've created a new guide so you can make it happen. It's called How to Meet the Right Person in 90 Days. And for a limited time, it's yours, absolutely free. With Match.com and the power of our new guide, you will meet the person that can change your life. What have you got to lose? Visit Match.com and get started today. Absolutely free.
Offer ends May 30th. Visit Match.com for full details.
For the best in truth-telling independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at ReadMojo.com. This month, learn how 40 media outlets and nonprofits are saying that global warming doesn't exist after they got $8 million from ExxonMobil. Read about a sperm bank that only took donations from Nobel Prize winners. Plus, catch up on the latest in music, books, politics, and culture. Subscribe today at ReadMojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at ReadMojo.com.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200. 1200.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Ammunition against right-wing rhetoric. Get locked and loaded with Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. Russ is calling from California. Russ, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. Appreciate your patience.
Yeah, hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller, so I'm a little bit nervous, so please.
Okay, no problem.
I called because I want to talk a little bit about Bush's intelligence level.
Okay.
I'm obviously mistaken, but I've always thought that the President of the U.S., the office of the President of the United States, that person should be a very smart, intellectual person.
We've had both. We've had some real dumbasses, and we've had some real brilliant people in that office. I think Bush heads the list of the, if not the stupidest, certainly one of the stupidest, most ignorant men ever to occupy that office. But we've had both, I think.
I mean, I think on the intellect scale, Bush has got to be the lowest, dumbest person ever to hold the office, in my opinion.
Well, that's certainly my feeling.
I just want to tell you, during an internet discussion I had back during the election, I decided to get involved in kind of a chat type of thing and typed in my on my computer about how Bush does not speak well.
Uh-huh.
The response from some right-winger was, this election was not about what Bush says, it's about what he does.
Yeah, that's even scarier.
just disgusted me. I felt like just reaching my hands through the computer and grabbing the guy by the neck and wringing his neck. Cause he just...
Yeah, boy, have I felt that a million times.
But I just wanted to also say that, knowing how Bush is and his lack of intellect, Karl Rove and Wolfowitz and company, I think everyone who voted for Bush during the election, all the neocons, everyone across the country in the red states, know how basically stupid Bush is, but they don't care. So every time you're on the radio talking about how horrible Bush is, I think all the liberals, all the people who voted against Bush, everyone who voted for John Kerry, everyone totally agrees with that statement. And on the other side of the aisle, on the other side of the political spectrum, I think most the neocons, everyone out there, they feel the same way. They know their guy is pretty much a moron. But it doesn't bother them at all to know it, to admit it. He is their man. They like what he stands for. They like what he does. So they could care less how stupid he is.
Well, you're probably right, and I think that speaks volumes about the people who support him, because this guy is a mass killer. He is stupid. He is evil. And I think for the most part, there's a huge percentage of Americans, probably around 50%. Who, given the right set of circumstances, have no problem with mass killing, who are grossly stupid and ignorant, who are uninformed, who are superstitious and follow these jackass medieval religions that are still out there floating around like so much debris. And the other thing that motivates them to support Bush is that no matter how he screws things up, the queers can't get married as long as Bush is in office. You see?
It's amazing.
Thank
you for taking my call. I just wanted to say that here in San Francisco, I listen to your broadcast every night on the internet, and we hope someday that Air America gets a station out here, because there's a lot of people in the Bay Area who feel the way you do, Mike.
I hear you loud and clear. Thanks, Russ. I appreciate you checking and hope to hear from you again, all right?
Thank you very much.
All right, sir. Take care. Yeah. How often have you heard that, what Russ just said? You hear it over and over again, don't you? Read the book, Thomas. What's his name? Don't email me. I just draw the blank. What's the matter with Kansas? I have no idea. I don't know what has happened to this country, except referring to what Carl Sagan said before he died. You know, to beware of the demon haunted world. This fixation that people have right now with angels and spooks and devils and good and evil, as if good and evil existed somewhere outside the human mind. It's astonishing to me. And cloud beings and harps and streets of gold and lakes of fire and, you know, all of this insane religious mythology that every time I see a survey that says how many people subscribe to this stuff and deny science, I'm astounded. I'm just astounded. And I'm not that well educated myself. Most of my education is self-education. But even with that, I'm astounded. How can we be in this country so grossly ignorant and survive? Well, the quick answer to that is, are we going to survive?
Came into desire. You can't take the high horse and then claim the low. The past is over, I agree. We all know the importance of bondage between mother and child in the home. But it's hard to put food on your family.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
We'll be right back.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
How can I keep her safe when she always seems to be running away from me? It used to be so much easier to find solutions to her problems. Now, I don't even understand the questions, let alone have any answers.
The Girls and Boys Town National Hotline can help you find those answers. We've been working with teenagers for over 50 years and would like to share what we've learned about parenting. Call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3000.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSEL03, or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
If you're a Medicare beneficiary, you must listen to this message. But first, get a pen and be ready to write down an important phone number I'm going to give you in just a moment. Did you know if you have a medical condition that prevents you from walking in your home, help is available? And it may cost you absolutely nothing. That's right. If you have Medicare Part B coverage and a supplemental insurance policy, you could pay nothing out of pocket for a mobility power chair or scooter from Scooters Unlimited. Scooters Unlimited can help set you free, bringing you independence through mobility. You don't need to be confined to your chair another day. Call Scooters Unlimited right now. Do you have that pen? Here's the number. Call 877-757-2668. Call Scooters Unlimited right now at 877-757-2668. There's no obligation, and pre-qualification is absolutely free. Even the phone call is free. Call 877-757-2668. That's 877-757-2668. Call right now.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
You love your garden. You love the fresh produce, the money you save, and the pride that comes from working the soil. But it's never been an easy chore. until now. I'd like to send you a free information kit that shows how easy gardening can be with a Matus Tiller Cultivator. It's so light and easy to use, you can cultivate an entire average-sized garden in only 20 minutes without breaking a sweat. And at only 20 pounds, anyone can handle it. But in spite of its light weight, it'll cut through sod and even the toughest, rockiest soil with ease. The Matus is so easy to handle, even in tight places. Even in hard soil, it'll dig down 10 inches deep. It's so much fun to use, you'll want to plant a second garden. But the Matus does more. With optional attachments, you can aerate and dethatch your lawn, edge around walks and driveways, even trim hedges.
Call 1-800-211-8001 now for our complete information kit and a free video showing how easy it is to use the Matus Tiller Cultivator. Put the fun back in gardening. Call now, 1-800-211-8001. That's 1-800-211-8001.
Politically Direct with David Bender.
What we're going to try to do here every week on Politically Direct is lift up the corner of the TV tent and let you peek inside at that traveling circus of performing politicians and juggling journalists who parade before us every week on the TV news and interview shows. Here on Politically Direct, we'll make you one promise. We'll tell you the truth the best way we know how. We'll do our homework, and hopefully that will help you do yours too.
Politically Direct on Air America Radio. You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Before the hour, Taylor is calling from Texas. Taylor, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Thank you for answering.
Sure.
First on the list, I've been thinking, perhaps Bush isn't as stupid as he lets us believe he is.
You think?
I think maybe, some days.
Yeah? Well, what makes you think that way, Taylor?
Well, everything just seems to add up, and it seems so well organized. And then other days, no, maybe that
says more about the people who are really running things behind the scenes in the Bush crime family and less about Bush. Bush is a moron. Bush goes to bed at 9 o'clock. Bush is a jackass. Bush can't think beyond the end of his forehead. What he is, he's like the Queen in England. He really doesn't have any function except to say yes, okay, fine. Where do I sign? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. And some days that's precisely what I think. He's just the puppet on the string, you know.
Mm-hmm. What else you got? Is that about it? What?
Cheerleaders.
Cheerleaders. Okay,
yeah,
what about
cheerleaders?
What about them, Taylor? Were you a cheerleader?
Yeah.
You were?
Yeah, I was.
Uh-huh. Can you do a cheer for me?
Not anymore.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I was the mascot.
Oh, you were the mascot. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Okay, what about the cheerleaders? Come on, talk to me, darling.
Okay.
We're running out of time here.
Okay.
What about them? Taylor? You think
that... In Texas, it's been either the real straight-laced way of Kilgore Rangerette.
Uh-huh.
Or...
The Dallas Cowgirls.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I hear you.
And who's to say that one is better than the other, and who's to say that what one's doing is lascivious and lewd?
That's true. What do the Kilgore girls do?
They have... very, very strict curfews and moral clauses that they have to sign before they are allowed to cheerlead.
Uh-huh.
And their uniforms have been in use, custom-made,
uh-huh,
and in use since the 1930s.
Oh, my God. What
oh,
are
yeah.
they, like slacks that come down to their ankles?
No.
No?
No, skirts that come to right below the knees.
Yeah.
Long sleeve shirts.
Right.
Boots that come to about an inch
from
below
the, skirt.
The knees.
Right. Okay, gotcha.
And shorts underneath.
Oh, my God. I bet that's no fun for the boys. Now, this is Kilgore, what? Is there a college there? Is it,
yeah.
It's a college?
There's a college there.
Uh-huh. Well, I bet the boys don't care for that, right?
Boys aren't allowed onto the cheerleaders.
Well, no, I mean the boys in the stands who are watching the cheerleaders, right?
They don't like it.
I wouldn't think.
Here's the 3 M's for you for Bush.
Okay,
to close it up.
Okay.
Malicious moron on the mic.
Oh, there you go. That's good, Taylor. Thank you so much for checking in. All right, you call us again.
I will.
All right, take care. What you say now? Big M, little M. What begins with M? Malicious moron on the mic. M M M. That's good, Taylor. I like that. Malicious moron on the mic. Where are we here? Dave is calling from Oregon. Dave, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing tonight?
Doing fine, sir.
I want to preface what I'm saying by saying that I don't know anything about this particular study, but I wanted to tell you a little bit about the protocols on these kids that were in those AIDS experiments.
Okay.
In the vast majority of these studies like this, and I get this from my wife who is a nurse, the vast majority of the experiments like this, what this is a Hail Mary pass to try to keep the kid alive. Okay, usually what happens is the kid is not responding to normal treatments, and their doctor recommends them into the study. The fact of the matter is that I'd be willing to bet you every one of these kids had an advocate. It was their doctor.
Well, that's absolutely not the case. National Institute of Health itself said that very few of these kids, the city of New York said very few of these kids had advocates. The Associated Press said very few of these kids had.
Hold on.
The medical ethicist Arthur Kaplan said very few of these kids had medical advocates. So I understand what you're saying, Dave. You're 1,000% wrong on this one. Okay, with all due respect.
I don't think so. They don't just walk into a ward and say, "I'll take this one, and this one."
Dave, read the study, call me back. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your call. Read the study, call me back. There's no point in our having this discussion. And there's something very creepy about you anyway, sir, when you start to tell me, start justify this kind of treatment on children. When you have 5-year-olds and 10-year-olds, now damn it, if you're a stupid man, okay, then I understand. But I quoted for you from the article, right, from the article, where 5-year-olds and 6- and 7-, 8-year-olds were asked for their permission to continue with the drug experiments. Now, don't be an ass, Dave. Don't be a total ass, okay? I appreciate your point of view, appreciate your opinion. I'm glad your wife's a nurse. I'm sure she's doing God's work in the wards and hospitals and wherever she works. But go read the study, Dave, and then call me back. If you want to. Luther is calling from Detroit. Luther, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Luther.
It's great to talk to you, man. I'm thinking a lot about. I hope I'm if I'm taking the show off track at all by talking about control and.
No, go ahead, Luther. No, just take it wherever you want to take it.
Okay. Been kind of disturbed by what's been happening with this the proposal about the Real ID Act and this national ID. I don't know if you covered it earlier in the show, but
not tonight. We touched on it a couple of times, but it's not something I've really focused on.
I haven't caught much of it either, and I've been kind of wondering about it since it's tagged on to that supplemental spending bill for Iraq and Afghanistan. It seems like nobody really, there's no big dialogue going on, and it's probably going to be passing the next.
Well, let me suggest this, Luther. You know, I'm not the brightest man on talk radio myself, but let me tell you something. I have a 9-month-old baby daughter.
Yeah.
And when she was born, about a month after she was born, after we had filled in the papers and sent everything off, we got a letter from the Social Security Administration with a form for us to apply for 6-week-old Molly at the time to get her Social Security identification number. Now, as far as I'm concerned, we already have national ID. It's called the Social Security card.
Right.
I defy you to apply for credit, a new phone, cable television, I don't care what it is, charge card at your local department store, an American Express, without being asked for the number on your national ID card, and that would be your Social Security number. So it's already happened, Luther. It's a fait accompli. It started back in the 30s when FDR signed the Social Security Act of 1937, whatever it was, and from that point on, people had a number, and then it was amended to the point where children now, as soon as they're born, get a number. Matter of fact, you can't claim a kid as a deduction on your income tax return. You can't claim your own child unless you can provide a Social Security number or a statement saying that the application for the number is pending. So you see what I'm saying? I don't get too worked up about national ID cards because we already have one.
I understand that, but the history, I also understand a bit, at least, about the history of surveillance and
use. But Luther, it's already going on. We don't have to worry about national ID card. I spit on national ID cards. I throw caca at national ID cards. We have the USA Patriot Act. If somebody wants to come into your house tonight, Luther, while you're out having a beer, they have absolute permission to do so. They will come into your house, they'll case your house, they'll find your stash, they'll find whatever they're looking for, they'll put poison in your milk, and then they'll leave. And you'll never know they were there. So I just can't get worked up about a national ID card. You understand what I'm saying? Luther, I
got to
leave it there. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in. Besides, when we do get national ID cards, I mean real ones with the pictures, a new industry will start. Fake national ID cards. Count on it.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest-only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program.
Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
You got that right. The patch works for me.
Tiger Balm's pain-relieving patch. Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep. Deep into aching muscles and joints. So, Jerry, go for the balm. The Tiger Balm pain-relieving patch.
Take a tip from me, Jerry Rice. Go for the balm. Tiger Balm. And put the tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Ten before the hour. As usual, thanks to the crew, Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, and David Fizikas in New York. Thanks, guys. Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch, Mark Marshall, Jim in Arkansas, the whole funky crew, and Catherine Bay, who's our executive producer. And also thanks to everybody who emailed in and said you're already on in San Francisco. I was going to come back from the break and say that. DC Mac writes in, tell San Francisco listeners you are on at 10 p.m. on 960, The Quake in San Francisco. Andrew, did you just have a caller who thought you weren't on in San Francisco yet? Diana, to your last caller from San Francisco, Air America is in San Francisco, KQKA 960 a.m. And from Al, San Francisco has an AR affiliate, San Francisco 960 a.m., KQKA. Sorry, guys, I just got away from me. That's, you know. Just got away from me. And then I got this. Listen to this. This is one of our regular correspondents. I'm not going to say his name. I don't know if it's a directive from Air America Radio or if it's something you are doing on your own, but the phone call blank has got to stop. It's cool to argue with the other side once or twice an hour, but it's starting to take away from the show. It's become the Mike Malloy Talks to Retards show. Maybe it's just me, but the whole tone of the show has changed. You seem down. That's what makes me think you have been directed to do this. Something's missing, man. And I say this as a constant listener and, I hope, a friend. The show has changed. Jesus. No, the show has not changed. The past couple of nights, I'll tell you what's going on. I have had vicious allergy attacks here in Atlanta. I can barely breathe. So what I decided to do the past couple of nights is give folks a chance to call in and talk stuff. Nobody at Air America Radio ever directs me to do anything. Ever. The first time they do, I quit. Period. End of story. Do you understand that? And that's the way every single talk show host on this network feels. Now, having said that, let me also say that the suits, the executives at AAR, would never do that. They have a winning combination. They have the mild kind of middle-of-the-road liberal like Al Franken. They have the psychopathic left-winger like me. They have a kind of a combination in the middle there, Randy Rhodes. They have some really cool people on Majority Report, Sam Cedar and Janine Garofalo. They've got Mark and Mark. They've got blah, 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 on and on and on and on and on. But you people have got to understand, anybody who has some thoughts about this, I am not working, nor is anyone else on this network working for a station. We work for a network. There's no such thing as a WLS telling me to change the tone of my show. There's no such thing as a radio station telling Janine or Randy or Sam or Al or any Mark or anybody on this network to change something. That's not what management at this network is about. That's why we have been so successful. And now, there's a lot of press out there talking about how crappy Air America is doing. If you want to believe it, believe it. We don't care. Because the people who need to know how well AAR is doing know, and those are the advertisers. They look at those numbers. Well, what a lot of these places see, unless you're a subscriber to Arbitron, the only numbers you get, this is what the press gets. They call them 12-plus numbers. Age 12 up to age 150. Who's listening to what? Well, obviously, when you use that demographic, everybody listens to rock and roll. Everybody listens to oldie station. Or everybody listens to NPR, what have you. When you get down into the nitty-gritty, the target audience of talk radio are men and women ages 25 to 54. It's a narrow target audience. In that audience, Air America Radio is kicking ass. But see, nobody out there knows that. Not this thug Drudge, not Limburger, not his parrot, Sean Hannity. None of these people know that because they don't see the kinds of numbers that are, and they don't know what the target audience is. They are stupid people. They have no idea. Someone writes for a magazine or a newspaper. They have no earthly idea what's going on. Now, I don't like talking about this stuff, okay? But I don't want to get any more emails from anybody. I don't care how much of a friend you consider me to be, suggesting that I'm doing something on the program because I've been ordered or directed to do it. That does not happen with this network. It will never, ever, ever happen with this network because of two factors, the people who run the network and those of us who work behind the microphone. We're in perfect accord as to what this network is about, what the subject matter is about, and what we are allowed to do. I'll tell you what the parameters are for us. The rules and regs about language. You can't say there's a whole list of words. But that's it. But if anybody, anywhere, thinks that you're absolutely dead wrong if you think we're being told to do anything by the management of Air America, and I will guarantee you that the first time, even if they would, which they never would, because I said we're all on the same page, but if they would try to direct the tone, tempo, subject matter of the programs on this network, I don't speak for anybody else, but I'll guarantee you that people on this network would say, hey, adios, goodbye. Okay? Are we clear on that? God, I hate that. I just hate that when that issue comes out. Well, you must be being directed to change the subject. Never, ever. This is not a radio station. This is a network of people who are determined to offer balance to the drivel and swill that floats through the airwaves out there. Okay, are we clear on that? Okay, good. I'm very glad. Thanks for participating tonight, even you lurkers. I love knowing you're out there, mooshing around under the table. I'll see you all tomorrow night. Take care, okay? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
A recent study found that 52% of single people believe they'll never find the right person. At Match.com, we know better. And to celebrate our 10th anniversary, we've created a new guide so you can make it happen. It's called How to Meet the Right Person in 90 Days. And for a limited time, it's yours, absolutely free. With Match.com and the power of our new guide, you will meet the person that can change your life. What have you got to lose? Visit Match.com and get started today. Absolutely free.
Offer ends May 30th. Visit Match.com for full details.
For the best in truth-telling independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at ReadMojo.com. This month, learn how 40 media outlets and nonprofits are saying that global warming doesn't exist after they got $8 million from ExxonMobil. Read about a sperm bank that only took donations from Nobel Prize winners. Plus, catch up on the latest in music, books, politics, and culture. Subscribe today at ReadMojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at ReadMojo.com.
You love your garden. You love the fresh produce, the money you save, and the pride that comes from working the soil. But it's never been an easy chore. Until now. I'd like to send you a free information kit that shows how easy gardening can be with a Matus Tiller Cultivator. It's so light and easy to use, you can cultivate an entire average-sized garden in only 20 minutes without breaking a sweat. And at only 20 pounds, anyone can handle it. But in spite of its light weight, it'll cut through sod and even the toughest, rockiest soil with ease. The Matus is so easy to handle, even in tight places. Even in hard soil, it'll dig down 10 inches deep. It's so much fun to use, you'll want to plant a second garden. But the Matus does more with options.